the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Josh Newberg is with us, 24/7 Sports Florida State. Shocking loss, last play of the game. Jacksonville State will revisit that a little bit. I don't want to harp on that too much. We're Thursday in the week, and we'll look a little forward as well with him. That's out of break number one. Hour two, Chris Landry. Top of that hour, the brilliant football mind of Mr. Chris Landry. He'll spend a segment plus with us, as he does every Thursday. Any questions you have for him, hold those till we get to him, and then fire away. You always have a bunch of poignant questions for Chris. Hold them about an hour, and we will address them on this Thursday edition. From the Strike and Spare Studios, the Wilco kiosk location of the show, Bill King, Patton Cook in the launching pad, the mothership, whatever you want to call it, the WNSR Studios. I'm at the kiosk location. That is not, for you folks somewhat new to the show, that is not a last year, year and a half, there's a virus, can't go into the studio thing. No, no, no. That was 5 or so years ago we made that move. Had nothing to do with it. That virus has not changed one thing about what we do on this show. Hadn't changed the day-to-day operations, hasn't changed the location, hasn't changed the topics, it hasn't changed anything. Panicked a lot of other people, but hasn't changed us. Not on this show. If you do want to get in and dial in, something Black has not been doing for, again, he's ghosting us. I hate that because he's a Mount Rushmore caller. But the F&M Bank hotline is there. 615-844-5600. And you can call that anytime. Now, just a little note here. I encourage your calls all the time because I encourage your interaction all the time, whether it's on the phone, whether it's Twitter. And if you don't do those, you just don't like to do those, you can email me, billisking7@gmail.com. Now, if I am doing this show and obviously I've got an emphasis on a topic and you've called about something way off, I probably won't get to it. I just make sure. Now, there are times on the show where it doesn't really matter. I'll go here and there. We'll go everywhere, right? I'll do that. I do that a lot to where any type topic, they don't even have to be connected up. We'll take them and we'll go with it here. We'll advance the conversation. You can call in and all that. But if there's something that clearly I need to address on the show a topic, a news story, you know, college football related story that's taking precedent, and you call in about Arizona State versus Utah, it's probably not going to be addressed for a while. You got to make sure you got to make sure you understand the flow of the show. There are many times when I can take a random note like that and it won't matter. It does not interrupt the flow of what we're doing. But there are other times where it does, and I can't get to it. So I just hope you notice that. If you do, that's fine. There's little rhythmic things about the show you have to understand. Anyways, Mr. Josh Newberg coming up at the first break, right out of that break, and then Chris Landry. Johnny Vegas pointed something out. You've got the big Florida-Alabama game. No, I'm not giving Florida much of a shot. Not at all. And, and they're saying now, the news is, and this is encouraging for Florida, Anthony Richardson, according to the coach now, and I don't know if he's just playing mind games to, I don't know how you could disrupt Saban, but just playing mind games or it's legit. It sounds legit, but Anthony Richardson, according to the coach, is going to be a go for the game, which is encouraging. Now, what level will he be on and all that? That's unclear. Saban said, somebody asked Saban about it, preparing for two quarterbacks. He said, actually, it's not that big of a deal because we consider those two quarterbacks somewhat similar. Now, obviously, Richardson's more explosive, but they're somewhat similar. He said it'd be worse if he had different styles at quarterback. Just totally 180 on styles. Then that's a problem preparing when you don't know who they're going to trot out there. But that was a reply from him. But Johnny Vegas pointed out, and it was a tweet from somebody else, last SEC East loss for Alabama is that South Carolina game, 2010. Is that right? I mean, if you think about it, who from the East has beaten them since, and we're talking 2010. Remember, that was one of the rare Nick Saban knucklehead teams. And that was a fantastic performance by Spurrier and company. That might be the peak of South Carolina football. Again, they were in a good run right there. That same South Carolina team got to the SEC championship game against Cam Newton and Auburn that year. Last SEC East loss, 2010. Am I skipping over something? Is there something really big that I'm avoiding there, not noticing there, as far as another team? No, Tennessee, no, Tennessee has not beaten them since basically the Shula era. It's been a while. Georgia's come close, as we know. Florida, no. Who are we skipping? I don't think we're skipping anybody. Just saying. Topwater Assassin, big Clemson fan. Here's another tweet. Now, we're 2 weeks in, but it's, you know, data's data. You got to know how to use the data. 2 weeks of college football. Here's a list of every defense that has not allowed a touchdown. Clemson and Georgia. There's another stat. That's 2 games in, but it's still there. Yeah, it's still there. Fully vaccinated. That's F-O-O-L-Y vaccinated. Bill, did you see this? Gators linebacker Ventrell Miller out versus Bama after surgery on biceps tendon. I think I saw that. Here's another one. Stoic, sir. Checking in this morning. says, Bill, is James Franklin causing his own distraction heading into Saturday? Well, he's getting questions about the Southern Cal job, and his answers are somewhat typical, and I'm saying that in a somewhat complimentary way. He basically is saying, the only thing I will address is our preparation for our next opponent, which is Auburn. War damn Eagles coming in to Happy Valley. That's my concentration. Anything else will not be addressed. And I'm just paraphrasing. That's pretty normal coach speak. It's nothing unusual there. Here's what I know about James. James Franklin's ultimate job is Penn State. His dream gig is Penn State, and he's got that job. Now, is it in his best interest, particularly if they're going to have a good year, and it looks like they are, to not really address it, to gain more muscle? I mean, he's already making a ton of money. I mean, but again, it's always, if you're, you got to remember, folks, people don't want to think about this. This is a business. This is about the money. It always is, always was, always will be. Now, nobody will ever address that but me, apparently. And if he were to just go out and say, no, I'll never leave here. Well, that's not smart. You always want to have some muscle, right? You always want to be able to say, hey, you know, what's it going to take to keep me? And again, he's making plenty of money. But it's just good business to act that way. Might tick off people, might tick off fans, might tick off some media. I don't, if I'm a coach, I don't give a rip about that. It's all about keeping your leverage. And I don't think he'd leave for Southern Cal. Again, I don't think he would. But what would be the reason to just shut it down today? Recruits aren't worried about that. He's telling recruits behind the scenes, chill. It's all good, man. It's not hurting them. They're recruiting well. They're recruiting very well right now. Now, you might say Urban Meyer's in Jacksonville in the NFL. That's not the same as James Franklin. And Urban Meyer said, was it Wednesday or which day, Tuesday, whichever day? No. I'm not. Not interested. Not leaving for Southern Cal. That's different. Yeah, that's the NFL. I guess he can do what Bobby P did and just in the middle of the night bail. That'd be funny. I think that would be funny. It wouldn't bother me at all. I would compliment him if he did it. He's not going to do that, though. No. All right, Burke's coming up. We'll get the break. Coming right back. There's the music. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Interstate traffic's moving right now as we check it out live. I-40 coming through Dixon County. All that traffic behind it coming in from Hickman County. Just watch your speed. Traffic looks good. 65 here through Brentwood. Did see a couple of earlier accidents out here, including that one at Davidson Road at Davidson Drive. Hey, Oktoberfest at Ober-Gatlinburg is happening September 24th through October 31st. Food, fun, lots of music. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, just inside the 5th Avenue entrance across from the Music City Center. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods. Open every morning at 7 until 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday, Bongo Java adds to that great Omni Nashville Hotel experience.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
You like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports. I was commenting earlier in the week. Fans so far this week, when talking about assistant coaches, have been obsessed with two names. Kerry Combs up at Ohio State, year two, and the defense doesn't look any better. Maybe regressed. And Adam Fuller, not as well known down at Florida State, but with the unpardonable sin of losing to Jacksonville State on the last play of the game, which should be easily defended. Berg, what's the fallout been like?
The fallout has been unrelenting. Monitoring the message boards at Knowles 24/7 has been fun over the last, 4 or 5 days. But I don't know if Adam Fuller is getting the brunt of the criticism, and I don't know if he deserves it. I mean, the defense didn't play bad. The defense hasn't played bad all season. Of course, there's been some mistakes, but you know, what we saw in that Jacksonville State game, there was players that dropped intercepts. There were so many opportunities, and not just on defense. There was opportunities on offense, like by getting first downs, by scoring touchdowns, by catching passes, to put that game away so many times. I think it's a more general disappointment. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure there's people that are mad at Adam Fuller. I'm sure there's people that are mad at Mike Norvell. I'm sure there's people that are mad at Kenny Dillingham. But I think the overwhelming sense is sadness. Sadness because we've been saying this roster has major holes and deficiencies in it, and you're seeing that. And unfortunately, there's not guys behind these guys that should be playing. Like, the guys that are playing should be playing and need to play better. And I think that's where the disappointment and sadness sets in, because you kind of realize that there is a ceiling on how well they can play.
Noel Kalb up in Chicago, ask Berg, are there any recruits wavering after that loss?
No. I mean, I should say there's no commits that are openly decommitted and looking at other programs. I take it week to week. I think that each week is each loss. And the reason I take it week to week is because maybe they win next week, right? Maybe they win this week at Wake Forest. Nobody decommitted after the loss to Jacksonville State. Nobody decommitted after the loss to Notre Dame. If they can beat Wake Forest, I think things are pointed in the right direction. They're obviously showing improvement. It's an ACC road win. But if they lose, then I think we also have to take it week to week. And we don't know the recruits' breaking points. Losing to Jacksonville State, the team going 0-2, nobody hit their breaking point. Nobody reopened their recruitment and decommitted. I think the coaches did a good job, and we've talked about this all summer, of selling these recruits on the realities of the 2021 season. They didn't come out and say, we are the best team in the ACC, we're going to compete for a national championship. They said, hey, we are coming off of a 3-win season, and we're trying to get better, and we're not there yet. They've got a heck of a job to do. Like, they can't keep losing and keep thinking that these recruits are all going to stay. At some point, something's got to shake.
Jay Cutler's burner account's got a two-parter. Number one, ask Berg what sort of kush the Florida State staff members smoke during games.
Whew. I don't know. Something that makes them, I would call it Wildcat kush, because they called that Wildcat, boys. They love that Wildcat that didn't work in that game. I think some of the play calling, but you know, you also have to credit some of the play calling because it was there. Head coach Mike Norvell dials up a 4th-and-1 call that gets his number one wide receiver, Keyshawn Helton, wide open for a walk-in touchdown, and he drops it. I mean, what more can you add? It was 4th-and-1 from about 35 yards out, and he dials up a touchdown call. And his number one wide receiver drops it. So, I mean, there's only certain things a play caller can do.
Second part of his question, when is Travis Hunter decommitting?
I don't think so. I don't even know if the record matters. Like I said, Travis Hunter wasn't recruited to FSU. He was born into FSU. So
right.
I think it would take a lot. Travis would be the one where if he did decommit, I mean, you know, it's a fire sale at that point. I don't know how they hold it together if Travis Hunter decommits, but I haven't heard anything that would lead me to believe he is thinking about it. So,
well, I mean, Berg, he stayed with them through a whole lot of bad news and never wavered, as far as I know.
I mean, this is a 3-win team. So these players recruited or committed, I should say, to a 3-win team.
Right. That's a good point. Josh Newberg with us, 24/7 Sports, the Florida State site. I want to ask you what you guys are saying on the Big 3 roll-up about the Alabama-Florida game. Obviously, you guys broke up like the Beatles did. So your thoughts solely on the Gators, do they have a fighting chance
just
in this game?
Just my thoughts. Yeah, no, I don't think they have a great chance, especially if they start Emory Jones. I'm not quite sure what's happening there in Gainesville. I don't know if Dan is self-destructing or what, but obviously he is stuck on Emory Jones and stuck with him. And I just don't think that Emory Jones gives them a fighting chance against Alabama. So we'll see. What do you think?
No, I don't give them much of a shot at all. I don't care who the quarterback is. Doesn't matter if it's Kyle Trask.
Really struggling, in my opinion. I mean, against two cupcakes, they haven't looked great.
Did I ask you this last week? And if I did, apologies. When you scouted Anthony Richardson, I know I asked you about Joe Milton, but Anthony Richardson, did he project as such an explosive athlete during recruiting?
Well, a lot of his recruitment was during the pandemic. I only got to see him live at one event in Orlando. I think it was an Elite 11 qualifier, or it was a 7. Yeah, it was an Elite 11 qualifier. Yeah, he's just. He looks like he showed up there, and there was probably 200 quarterbacks. It was a very bad Elite 11. There was probably 5 quarterbacks there that were that had a shot at playing, and he just physically looked like he looked like, oh, the defensive ends aren't here today, sir. You know, when he walked up to the quarterback line. So he is a physical freak, and he'll have his time. It'll come. I just don't know if it'll be this weekend. Do you think Dan's maybe just trying to, like, protect his young quarterback here and put him in a spot where he doesn't have to start against Alabama? Because I know we're going to see him.
Well, there's two angles there. Yeah, that's one. I don't know if this is mind games. And still, he's got that hamstring. And we know on an athlete like that, that's a very sensitive injury. Very.
It is. So. But Dan, yeah. We'll see. I'm interested to see how it plays out. I really think that one quarterback gives them a better chance to win, and it's Anthony Richardson.
Correct. Now, here's another angle. Nokev up in Chicago says, guys, PK, Sam, and other ex-players saying things on social media don't help. The story that came out that the locker room is just in shambles.
No, I don't think it is. Had a podcast. I do a show each week with Dylan Gibbons, offensive lineman.
Right.
No, it's not in shambles. And we're allowed to watch practice every day, the full practice and everything. And they've actually been, you know, having some good practices. I don't know how much that'll matter. But no, the locker room is not in shambles. They're frustrated. They're disappointed. They're still together. It's way too early for shambles.
Yeah, not who you didn't report that, but I guess it was a tweet that started all that, right? That's how that got going, I think.
I haven't seen it. I'm not sure. But, no, it's bad, the losing, the team, the disappointment, the season, the start to the season, it's bad. But I think this team's still together. I mean, they're not. It's too early for that. They got 10 games left.
What's the outlook on Miami right now?
Kind of disappointing. I mean, they're kind of doing what they do typically, right? They don't look great. They're not a great team, but they are winning some ball games. I think Manny is just kind of hanging in there right now. He's got to they've got to play better. Yeah, he's already fired his coordinators. He used those bullets. I didn't get to see the App State game. It wasn't on my TV. But it seems like the blame is more on offensive coordinator Rhett Lashley. But I think, to be quite honest, Derek King's a little limited in what he can do as a quarterback coming off of an injury, being a average passer to begin with. And I just don't – that offense needs to find an identity – as well as the defense over there.
Josh Newberg with us. Tell us about your new podcast that you've started, a couple of weeks ago?
A couple of weeks ago. Episode 3 dropped this morning. Big Man, Big Heart with Dylan Gibbons. He's the starting left guard for Florida State. We had our first guest on the show this week. We had Brady Scott. Brady Scott's an offensive lineman for Florida State that famously proposed to his girlfriend after the game. Did you see that, Bill?
Saw the picture, yeah.
Yeah, so we had Brady Scott on to talk about his viral proposal and what his life has been like the past 3 days since all that happened and kind of the behind the scenes of how it happened. I'll ask you this because I haven't had a chance to do this yet, but I haven't gotten married, but I've been with somebody for several years now, and I have thought about how I'm going to do it potentially one day.
Yeah.
So my question is, can you ever call an audible on your proposal? Like, is there ever a time to call an audible?
Absolutely. Yeah.
On the plane.
Absolutely.
You think Brady Scott should have called an audible?
What if she would have said no? That would have been the most brutal night of his life. Taking a big L against Jacksonville State, and then she says no.
So he did give us some good behind-the-scenes stuff on this. So Mike Norvell okayed the proposal. He actually came to Mike Norvell during the week and just said, hey, it's Jacksonville State. My whole family's going to be in town. Do you care if I propose to my girlfriend after the game? Mike Norvell said, if she says yes, So Mike Norvell was kind of in on, not in on it, but like, I mean, this thing was planned out. He had family in town. And let's be honest, if you look at the schedule, it's Jacksonville State. Like, if you're going to do it for any game, he's going to do it for the one that, you know, on the schedule that would be the least distracting. So he went through with it. He caught a lot of heat. But then there's like a wave of positivity that came his way. And I think a lot of people supported him and just said, hey, it's just life. And, you know.
Wow. Well, I'm glad it worked out.
What a crazy week for Florida State.
Anyways, yeah, that tweet with him proposing was all over Twitter, too. That's how I saw it. I didn't know anything about it. So you just gave me more insight.
Came on and we talked about it. It was good.
All right, Berg, we will see you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
How's the stock market?
I got into some any A-N-Y, thinking it would penetrate 8. It's down a little this morning. That's all I'm holding at the moment.
I got in on CEI last Tuesday, and I am currently up 131%, and today's my day. I'm getting out today, but I hope it runs before I do.
CEI, you could have gotten, folks, a week or two ago, maybe 2.5, 3 weeks, at 53 cents. It's a penny.
I got in at 70 last Tuesday.
And it's trying to hit, 170 right now,
I think. It's trying to, yes.
Yeah.
So today I'm playing it. I hope we hit $2 today, and I am out.
I did not get in on it. I wished I would have, but I passed on it. I saw it at that low price, but it escaped me, Berg. So I'm just cheerleading on the sidelines right now. That's all I've got.
All right. Well, good luck, Bill. I'll keep you updated.
All right. Appreciate it.
See ya.
Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports. Yeah, CEI is a penny that I was looking at, but I did not get any. Yeah, I didn't get any. Plus, you can't buy options on it. I don't like the ones where you can't buy options on it. I like the thrill of all that. Top of the hour, Josh Newberg is with us. I mean, Chris, I was reading Josh up in London's tweet here silently as I was trying to carry on and promote the top of hour two, and Josh's tweet turned into Josh Newberg will be with us again. Chris Landry will be with us at the top of hour number two. The brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. Any questions you'll have? And I'm sure you'll have a bunch. Just hold those if you can, about 20 plus more minutes. Just about 20 plus minutes, and then we'll bring him in here. It's interesting. Florida State has played so poorly for so long. I don't know what it will take to run off another batch of recruits. That's a very good question that came up, and we all know that these things can happen, and when they happen, it's rapid fire. They're not there yet, but if there becomes mounting speculation about the coaching stability and all that, and it's out there a little bit, but it's still only year two under Mike Norvell. That's what can get to you. Or a big name like you mentioned, skipping out on him. That also can set off the alarm. Coming right back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Hopefully some of this fog will burn away sooner than later. It's pretty slow now on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane as we check it out live. You got all that traffic flow coming down through that section of East Nashville. Also a crash at Glenwood Drive at Ewing that's still getting some attention. They're still working that wreck in front of the U-Haul on Gallatin Pike in Madison. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg, September 24th through October 31st. Log on today, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. we invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. launches himself into the next round of the playoffs with his win at Richmond, third in the last five races. Up next, beaten and banging short track style from Bristol Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Rusty Wallace, NASCAR champion, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Yeah, Alabama, Florida. Got that. In the one slot, Auburn going to Happy Valley's got to be right at the top, too. That is very interesting. I don't think Auburn wins that game at Penn State. And I got another one. And some of you might not check off on this one. Purdue and Notre Dame. We do have Purdue fans, obviously, in the audience, but mainly Notre Dame. Item because Notre Dame right now doesn't even look average to me. And how they're still ranked, I have no idea. I think, and I don't even look at the rankings, usually much after week one until we get really late in the season. I don't mind them being out. I'm not one of those that says, don't have the rankings. They're too early. I don't care about that at all. Put them out whenever you want. But I don't know. If you're judging what you're seeing on the field, how can you have Notre Dame in your top 20 or top 25, whatever? I wouldn't have them anywhere near there. That's just called brand recognition is the reason they're ranked. Now, you folks know I'm a Notre Dame guy. I like them. I'm not your typical media member who just has despised Notre Dame all his life, and I'm going to do anything I can to degrade him. That's a lot of folks out there, right? I'm not in that category. I like them, but they suck. I mean, they're not any good right now. I can't sell it any other way. This is a bad-looking football team. Other than I mentioned, the passing game's pretty good. That's about it. And frankly, that's a question mark because that offensive line doesn't do anything well. They don't run block well, and they don't protect the quarterback well. Why do you think they put in freshman Tyler Buckner in that Toledo game? Just to get somebody who could run around out there a little bit. And it worked. It actually did work because you have somebody who's nimble playing quarterback. That's not Jack Cohn's thing. That's not what he does. But anyways, that's another one that I have circled. Mississippi State, Memphis, I've got in there somewhere. I find that one a tad bit interesting. And I'm leaving somebody out. I'm not looking at my OOP right now, but I'm leaving somebody out in there. Nonetheless, Aliquippa Bob has checked in this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Bill. Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
Good. Hey, first, let me give everybody a Wayman update. Wayman has been moved to a private room, and he is able to stand up, sit on the end of his bed, and they're moving him around a little bit more. His oxygen levels are holding a lot better, so he is definitely on the mend. I just want to remind everybody and make a plea for funding for Wayman through the GoFundMe, Wings for Wayman. That still is very active, and he is going to have a lot of medical bills afterwards. So we're asking anyone that can donate to that to please do so. Again, it's Wings for Wayman at GoFundMe. And you can also find the link on my Twitter account, at ALIQBobPSU. Hey, Bill, I wanted to talk about James Franklin because there's a lot of stuff in the background going on with this that I find pretty interesting, a lot of circumstances. You know, coming into the season, I looked at Penn State after last year's debacle, and I thought 8-4, 9-3. Franklin goes up to Wisconsin and wins, and he's got several tough games left. He's got Iowa, he's got Auburn this weekend, and he's got Ohio State. So Iowa and Ohio State are on the road. You know, this thing with Clay Helton, I said before the season, I think a lot of people thought it was crazy that if Helton gets fired at USC, take a look at James Franklin, because the AD out there had made comments about James Franklin when he left Cincinnati and went to USC. But, you know, Bill, I'm hearing some rumblings that, you know, Barron, president of the university, is retiring at 10 this year, and Sandy Barber may be on her last contract. So there's some interesting, you know, I'm sure there's some interesting behind-the-scenes things going on there with Franklin, and who's going to come in, who's going to be the AD. You know, if Penn State would go, Bill, 9-3 or 8-4, especially now after starting off okay, and starting off good, actually, by beating Wisconsin in Madison, I wonder if there wouldn't be a lot of self-imposed pressure from Franklin himself that he has to make a move. What are your thoughts on that?
Came up a little bit earlier on the show. My thoughts right now, until I hear something otherwise, is I don't think he leaves. But we know that there are circumstances that could lead to this. Again, he's at his dream job. Penn State is his ultimate destination job. Now, if there is some behind-the-scenes friction that I don't know about, or James doesn't feel like he's getting enough love or whatever, I don't know about that. But I don't think he would do it. I could be wrong.
You know, I wonder about the behind-the-scenes thing, because when you have a void that comes open, especially if it's an AD, you know, a lot of times the football coach moves in and does have more authority or more power given to him within the program. And I just wonder, because Franklin's gone to the well with this so many times. I mean, as soon as I heard Helton got fired, the first thing I thought was Franklin's name's out there, which we've talked about that before. But I just wonder if that doesn't develop into friction, or if the AD that comes in, if he and the AD aren't exactly on the same page. But, I mean, you know, you look at James Franklin, Bill, and I hear the music, so I'll make this quick. But if he goes out, if he wins, beats Auburn, goes to Iowa and wins, and way Ohio State's playing, it's food for thought, Bill.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I'll leave it with you.
All right, Bob. Thank you, sir. James is a very, can be very hyper. Behind the scenes or in public, it can be very, very charming, too. I imagine day to day, he's a tough guy to be around for some. He's also a pretty good coach. He gets criticized a lot, but he's pretty good now. All right, we'll get the break. Chris Landry, top of the hour, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Hopefully some of this fog will burn away sooner than later. It's pretty slow now on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane as we check it out live. Got all that traffic flow coming down through that section of East Nashville. Also a crash at Glenwood Drive at Ewing that's still getting some attention. They're still working that wreck in front of the U-Haul on Gallatin Pike in Madison. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg, September 24th through October 31st. Log on today, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
NFL Thursday night, an NFC East matchup between the Giants and the Washington football team. Saquon Barkley questionable for the Giants. Taylor Heinicke expected to start for Washington, who is a 3.5-point favorite at home, 40.5 the over-under. College football Thursday night, the Louisiana Raging Cajuns hosting the Ohio Bobcats. Louisiana favored by 20.5 points, the over-under 54.5. The Fortinet Championship underway today from Napa, California. John Rahm, the heavy favorite at plus 355. Webb Simpson at plus 1700. Hideki Matsuyama at plus 2000. Kevin Na plus 2100 and Will Zalatoris at plus 2400. For vsin.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today maxing out in the mid-80s. For tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain, maybe a thunderstorm, low 68. For Friday, sunshine, highs 85. Friday night, mostly cloudy, 69. Saturday, sunshine, highs 86. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
John down in Alabama. Hey, Bill, what happened to the young man who was going to school at Purdue and used to call the show? Jordan, yeah, he still calls, and he's on Twitter, too. He stays in touch with us all the time. Big Boiler fan. Loves Boiler Up. Lives and dies with him. Like an SEC fan does. Seriously. He keeps up with it every day. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, you need to make sure to keep in mind that UCLA-Fresno State game. That's a must watch. It will tell us a lot about the Pac-12 and UCLA. Fresno State played Oregon very well. He was pointing that out the other day on the show. I will. No. I'll be watching that game. I will. I mean, it's not the sexiest weekend, but they're not all equal, right? Yeah, they're not all equal. Josh has pointed out And let me pull this up. Tabs has also pulled it out, and it's a tweet about the Ohio State locker room. And it says one of the coaches carries nunchucks around, and he's kind of acting crazy, spinning them around like Bruce Lee, staring down the defensive coordinator. That's a tweet now, okay? I'm allowing that recklessness on this show. I don't know if that's true or not. Tabs has pulled up the same thing here, too. This is making its rounds on Twitter this morning. I don't have any verification. Doesn't mean it's right or wrong. I'm just saying I personally do not have any verification of this. I'm sure there's some discontent there the way that defense is playing. Has it led to what this tweet says? I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea. But it reads a little bit longer than what I just told you. You want me to read a little bit? Okay. Again, folks, we try not to get into recklessness too much on the show. But if I do allow it, I preface it, this is pure unverified by me. It's my show, so I have to be accounted for. I've got no idea. Here's the tweet, or it's taken from a message board or something. There's been talk about a Buckeye defensive locker room blow up and descent. Or descent, not decent. I have good sources from somebody who's been around the block with the program. Now, this is what's said on the message board. And this has been underreported. Going into the half, Ryan Day was livid with the defense. It wasn't just him, though. The players were angry as well. Defensive position coaches were in full revolt, too. A lot of people know this, but Al Washington carries nunchucks around and is a martial arts tactician. He was spinning them around like Bruce Lee while staring Kerry Combs down and chanting some kind of warrior code. Combs was terrified, and rightfully so. One source says this was a first for him, too. Goes on to read, the revolt is actually underreported as things got much worse. All right, I'm going to stop there. It reads a lot more than that. RW, Bill, if Nebraska gets annihilated, is it time for Trev to pull the plug like Southern Cal did? I mean, we might be getting close. Little different situation because of the historical situation with Frosty in Nebraska. He's a Nebraska guy. Actually did not sign there originally. Actually went out to Stanford and then transferred back, but then had a really good career. It might get to that point. Yeah. What Nebraska has to do is identify its culture like Iowa does, like Wisconsin does, like Arkansas has now done. Rightfully. Some schools, you have to fit a culture standard. And if you can't see it, you can't succeed at it. It's not every school, okay? But there's a blueprint at certain schools that I think you have to stick close to. And Nebraska is 15, 20 years removed from that, frankly. And Frosty, who played there, doesn't even see it. So if you go out, you got to get somebody who understands that, who can fit the proper culture into Nebraska again, because they are so far removed from what they ought to be doing. It's Nebraska is not hardly watchable. And I know that if I had audio of me saying that, like 20 years ago, I had futuristic audio into 2021. And I'm sitting here saying this, I would say, you're crazy. When Nebraska is on, I have trouble. I don't find it interesting. I don't learn anything. I don't find it entertaining. And it's college football. That's how bad it's gotten. All right, Chris Landry's coming up. If you have any questions, go ahead and post them. Omni Nashville Hotel.